excuse me, further comment.
Okay.
The last pictures. Okay. So we are here for the concept design meeting. So we will first start by summarizing the previous meeting, the decision we've taken. I will take notes during this meeting so that you can look at my folder to see the summary of this meeting afterwards. So each of you will show us the various investigations they've done during previous hours. We'll then take decision on concept, and then we will define the next task to have to be done before the next meeting. So last time we decided to have a simple interface. We also decided to have a wheel to change channel, previous channel button. Channel digits buttons should be protected by plastic cover or something for the remote control to look very simple. We have also button for volume and to switch on and off the TV. We have also the lightning feature for the remote control to be easy to find. And for fast development and low cost, we have decided to have no LCD nor voice features. So now we'll have three presentations. So the conceptual specification by industrial designer, the specification of the UI by or
Abdullah Hazred is my name.
Okay. And the last point is train watching by market expert. So maybe we can start with industrial design. So this is the presentation. Maybe I can switch slide on your request.
I only have three slides. So I just look at the just on some web pages to find some documentation, and I think a remote control is, as I mentioned previously, you just have a very simple chip, and the user interface is just done usually by push button, and in our case we are using a wheel control. So I was looking basically for that chip, which is a very, very standard, and I just look for the wheel sensor and the standard push button. And we can change the in fact I have the number of that element, which is very standard for remote control. The push buttons are usually extremely cheap, but I just have one problem, and this is related with the wheel sensor, which seems to be quite expensive.
Okay.
And I think if we could just talk about that, if we really need a wheel sensor, or if we can if we can combine something with the push button.
Okay.
A wheel sensor is 50 times the price of a push button.
But is it a significant price on the world remote control? Because we can afford up to 12 euros for the price of the remote control.
Yeah.
So we'll this with including all possible things, so buttons, wheel, and the chip, be lower than 12 euros to produce.
But I don't think that we should talk about the design of the box also, which
also have to say, did you receive the email about the voice recognition?
No. You received a check.
Yeah, we have an email from a manufacturing division that they have basically a voice recognition chip already developed. It says that right now they just use it to record answers to particular questions. But I guess
and
it could
be adapted.
I guess it's possible. I mean, instead of recording the answers, you can just record something simpler.
Okay, and they can recognize some commands?
Yeah, you recognize commands and you can record new commands and stuff. So if you already have it as a chip,
yeah,
you could use it.
Okay, maybe we can just listen to this presentation and then take decision later.
Okay.
According to those news.
But I think it's, sorry, I haven't written my personal reference. I just want to mention the problem of the wheel sensor, which is much more expensive and that can push better.
Okay.
If we could reduce that. We have already some good things with the backlight of the touch button.
I have a question about that. What is the purpose of the light?
Just to make something which is slightly more designed that
is
query box.
You can easily find the button
but
in the dark also.
But in the dark, but is it going to be always turned on, the light?
It will be turned on when the user moves the remote control, I think.
But if you move it, then you have it. You can see the buttons better, of course.
Yeah. True.
But if you move it, then you have to have some sensor when you move it to detect that you're moving it.
As soon as you start to move the remote control, you have the light.
Yeah, but you need another sensor for that, right?
Yeah. Again.
You know it's expensive.
I don't think that this is really expensive, but at the end, this is plenty of very cheap devices, but it would be the start.
Yeah, but I expected also the wheel to be cheap, but you tell me that it's very expensive. So.
First of all, I was thinking to have a continuous light, and when you press the on button, you have the light on your remote control.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to turn off.
But it can be battery consuming, you know? Well, we'll discuss that after, maybe.
Okay. So my one is should be in the shared folder.
Yeah.
It was last time I saw it.
And it is.
Okay. Just move to the next slide. So basically, we want very simple, right? That's the major idea, as simple as possible.
Yeah.
So I just looked at some current designs on the web of usually more complicated remote controls. And just looked at two of them, because even though they have many buttons, they look quite simple. And in our case, we just injected the buttons and put them in.
Yeah.
And it got even simpler.
And also, does it fit well in hand? Because it was the wrist problem.
Well, these remotes are quite big, so go to the next page. So, they have all these buttons as you can see, but most of them, we just need the ones in the middle.
Yeah.
So, from the bottom where there's the numbers, and then the top, until the channel, so this middle part.
Yeah.
And on the left one, it's exactly the same. So it's basically more or less how we like it with big volume control, big channel control, mutant power.
Yeah.
It's a basic thing.
So it's only the central part.
So basically, something that we will build will look more or less the same as this two.
Yeah, with maybe a more economic design.
If you have, for example, I think that the volume and the buttons that are there on the top are not very easy to reach with your thumb. It could be on the right side, for example.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we don't have these input buttons and this other stuff that we have. And I think that the plastic cover is not very good idea, because You open it, it can break, it can do various things.
Okay.
You just need to put the channel numbers somewhere a bit out of the way.
Okay.
So that they separate
down,
a bit, yeah.
Okay.
And just to press the other big buttons, but it should not be difficult to press the channel buttons either. I think that if you put the cover, it would be the more difficult for the user.
Okay.
Usually what I have noticed is that people put a plastic cover on things that you normally don't mess with, like buttons for tuning the channels and stuff like that. Yeah, and you want to protect the wood. And I think it's a reasonable.
Okay.
So I don't think, this is just the wheel. You can use the, some wheels can be pushed down, you could use the push down of the wheel for the cover if you want. So we could just basically use one just wheel, and a user could use just a wheel to do everything.
Yeah.
The challenge. In that case.
Maybe the wheel would be a good advantage of our competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise it's pretty standard about the fact that it's very simple. So maybe this works to have more expense on that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the market research will tell us about that.
Okay. So we can move to the... Is there any question for designer of user interface? Or we can move to the next part, maybe, and discuss afterwards.
So the most important aspect for remote controls is to be fancy look and feel, and not current functional look and feel. And the second aspect is that the remote control should be technological innovative.
Okay.
And the third most important aspect is that the remote control should be easy to use. So there are things we have speak about before. You can go after. And there's a fashion watchers in Paris and Milan that have detected the following trend. Fruits and vegetables will be the most important theme for clothes, shoes and furniture. So maybe if our remote controller has to be fruit form or vegetable form, something like that.
What to make, right?
And the material is expected to be spongy. Oh, I don't know which material can be spongy and if you...
This is good also for...
I think we can certainly just the electronics and spongy things. It can work, right?
Yeah. I think it is good also to have a spongy.
You can throw it to the television.
Yeah, because it's
robust.
Hey, that's a cool one. We could say that when you throw it, you have a sensor and you throw it and hit the television and it turns it off. When it takes a shock.
Yeah, sorry. I know that they do that for alarm clock.
Before, yes. And you know, here, the more important aspect is the fancy look and feel.
Yeah.
After is technological innovative, and after the easy to use.
I think it's innovative to use the wheel, because I think no one
else
has.
That's why I think we have to keep that if it's possible.
I think it's... It makes it both easy and both innovative, so I think it's a good aspect. And it
how do we make it look cool? Is the question.
Cool. Fancy?
Yeah.
We have to make it look like fruit or vegetable.
Yeah.
Maybe
a
color that remembers some fruit or inside that.
Well, the obvious thing is a banana, yes.
Maybe.
I thought about a pill, for example. You know, a pill is like that. It's easy to have in.
And it's ergonomic as well.
Yeah.
But peer.
But may not feel well.
Yeah. Maybe peer, yeah, something like that.
Oh, a food like that.
Yeah. We can discuss that. Is there anything you want to add?
Is there any fruit that is spongy?
I don't think so. I think we can have like, yeah, a pear is good, fit well, or banana is also good.
For maybe you can feel, what about a piece of ice with blue LED inside?
But that's
and
not in the train.
Yeah.
The train is spongy and vegetable fruits.
It's not hard, metal.
I think spongy is good because it will be robust as well.
Yeah.
So I think we can keep the wheel because it's easy, it's innovative, even if the cost is a bit higher. And we also have to find a. So a fruit like pear or banana or any other idea you have? What kind of fruit would you like to control your TV with?
Banana, I think it's a nice idea.
Banana is also
because
yellow, so you can't lose your remote control there.
You don't use the banana.
So
the banana is
yeah.
curving like that, but when the banana is curving like that,
yeah,
with the wheel on the top,
yeah,
to control, and here you have the push button to.
Yeah, so you can just have just have this curve, yeah, and you move your hand here to press the buttons, and then you move on the other side.
Yeah.
So you can have it on two sides, and it will be cool.
Yeah. I think it's a good design, and it's innovative as well. And maybe we can keep the banana, and it will be very easy to find.
And
put
everybody knows what is a banana, basically. If you start with fancy fruits.
Aha, you can also take into account the fact that the banana fits with the color scheme of our company.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's really a good point.
And I hope this unit of management die.
So we have to take some decision on those aspects. So, for components. So we have to think about those aspects. Sorry.
So we will just use a standard battery.
Yeah.
And the chip we check on print. We know exactly which one we're going to use. What do you mean by case?
I think it's the box that should be spongy, banana's shape.
I mean, for me, if we use a spongy banana case, it doesn't matter. I just want to have something to print, to fix my components onto that box.
It can be inside the
instructor.
But the thing is that the buttons and the wheel have to be, I mean,
spongy.
Then the buttons and the wheel have to. Well, then it's going to move, right? So it will be bent a bit. So if you try to
no,
use the button,
it's possible.
It's
no,
possible.
The button would be. In fact, it should be something arch shaped with a spongy cover.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is in my mind.
Okay, arch shape with spongy cover. And standard battery, okay. Chip on print, there's no specific problem. So we agreed to put the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Wheel on the top, button. Why do you want some buttons?
Well, usually hold. You want to be good also for left hand users, right?
Yeah. So it has to be symmetrical.
Yeah, but okay. So let's say that they'll. It has to be, basically, you can only take two sides. One on this side where there's a thumb, and the other side where there's a. Yeah, also the thumb.
Yeah.
Or you could use this one, but don't know if it's very comfortable. To use
yeah,
this one for the wheel.
This one is more comfortable.
This for the wheel, and then this for the buttons.
Yeah,
so
it's okay for
sides.
Both right and left.
Mm-hmm.
So from the left, up. Dope.
I think you can turn it this way as well. You can do
wheel buttons. Yeah, the problem is if you have buttons and wheel, then when you turn it around, the buttons are on the other side. You don't see them.
Well, you will get used to it. And
so the buttons have to be here and the wheel has to be...
The buttons are lighted, so you immediately identify the right side. Because you have light on buttons.
Yeah, I know, but if you hold it with your right hand and the wheel is here, and the buttons are here, then when you turn it around, the buttons will be on the other side.
No, I think you will use it only on the right or left hand, whether you're righty or lefty. I think for lefty it's okay. I can do this movement and for righty as well. I think this doesn't change that much.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
So... For interface, we said so that we have this banana shape with button on the side, and a wheel on the top. So the color is yellow. I think it's. We define everything according to what we should, what the decision we should take. Yeah. So maybe we can work on those aspects until next meeting. So have the final look and feel design according to the decision, and have the user interface design. And then evaluate the product. That is to say, check if it fits the requirements given by the users. But according to your presentation, it seems to be okay. It seems to be fancy, innovative, and easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
So to prepare the prototype, I would suggest that the industrial designer and the user interface designer work together. That would be better, I think. And so you will receive further instruction by email as usual.
Mm-hmm. Yes, master.
You need to add anything?
No.
You feel okay? You feel free to express what you want to say.
Yeah.
You don't feel too constrained. You don't feel free to answer this.
Well, you can wait.
Okay, so see you. I think we can leave the room. For the tracking group.